I'm Terry Molinaro, and I believe that we as the body of Christ are here for such a time as this. I love to say this, blessed to be a blessing, that we are called to be a light. And look, friends, if we don't do it, if we aren't the light, who's going to be the light? The body of Christ has always been a house of action. And hey, who says we can't have some fun along the way?
Terry, it's Ryan Seacrest. You're in broadcast. I'm trying to be in broadcast. There's something in common. Good luck to you, Seacrest House.
This is the Church Acts Podcast. When I originally set out to record this episode, I wanted to talk about a few people who had a relationship with God, what their lives look like, how they were able to handle situations differently than the people around them, because I think these things are important to take notice of because they are powerful. You know, what their lives were like, how they live day to day. But then I felt led to go in a completely different direction for this episode. See, there are a few things that came to me. The last episode, we were talking about relationships. I don't know about you, but to me, that word could be more of a broad or general one. See, I have a relationship with some of my coworkers at work, right? But do I share my secrets, all my goals, all my dreams with everyone on the same level? Absolutely not. Why is that? Well, we have a surface level relationship. I remember a few years ago being at a concert even and getting ready to jump on stage to do a little talk. And before I did, I bumped into an artist that I had listened to for a while. And we started talking about a few different things, just going back and forth. But did I talk to that person about my fears? Did I share with them the things I was going through? Did I talk to them about maybe the family situations or struggles I was experiencing? No, because the level of relationship we had, it was shallow. We just met. It was surface level. See, I knew of them, but I didn't know them and they didn't know me. The same can be with God. God knows us. He is God, right? He's all knowing. We may have heard of him or have been told about him for our whole life, but do we actually know him? And I think the tendency right away is to start thinking, no, I know who God is, right? I definitely know because I was going to church, you know, before I could even walk and all these different things. But just because we have even achieved a title, I would even go as far as to say there are a few people who have been ordained that may not even know God, right? Because there's a difference between, going to church or having a title or being able to answer questions from, you know, a Bible quiz or whatever, than actually walking with God. I think sometimes we hear these people who are like, okay, talk to God, no matter what it is you're going through, you know, he understands and he knows. And that's true. But, you know, I can't help but think about even a 19-year-old girl who just broke up with her boyfriend of 3 years, you know, her friends, her family, her social media account. It is going to feel a lot more real because those are the things and people she knows and is familiar and interacts with on a day-to-day basis. So that's where she's going to go to. That's where she's going to default to, not to like a random stranger that she's never met before or a distant cousin she only speaks to and, you know, sees every once in a while. It is by faith that we interact with God. And that's the first thing that we need to understand. The second thing is a question that I have. Why would anyone want a relationship with God or anyone really if they didn't know them first? Or why would someone go to someone for help or wisdom if they didn't first know they were able to provide it? Isn't that just a pretty obvious question that I think we all know the answer to? See, sometimes we try to address things out of order. We want to speak with God, but then on the other hand, we don't believe deep down that God is the source of good things. Traditions and sayings like, if God is so good, why do bad things happen? And on my radio show that I've been hosting for years, I hear questions like this all the time. Or, you know, if God is so good, why did he allow this person to die? Or why is this person in power? Or whatever it might be. And these things are hard, but the routine of them has put the blame on God. It's just the easy thing to say. But I think by saying it, it's like an easy way to circumvent the work and actually the understanding and the time and effort it puts into. And by doing that, they completely miss the heart of God. Here's why that's a problem. See, on one hand, we have all these preconceived ideas about God. For example, if God is so good, why do bad things happen? That places the blame on God indirectly. The inverse of that is, well, if God was good, then these bad things wouldn't happen, which assumes that he's not good, even though we would never really say that out loud, but we believe it. So we have that. And then on the other side of things, we're told and try to have a relationship with God. But if you remember, it's by faith and faith only that we communicate with him. So we're already going in at a disadvantage because we can't have faith in someone that we don't have confidence in. And that's why I named this episode today an introduction, because you can't draw near, as it says in James 4 verse 8, if we first don't know or can't trust the one that we are drawing near to. How could we? It's impossible, right? I'm not sure who needs to hear it, but we serve a strong God. I think of that song, Waymaker, right? God is a waymaker, and I know that God wants you to know that too. The truth is, we don't have to see with our physical eyes changes in our situations to know that He is working. We don't have to suddenly have our challenging questions all answered right off the bat to know that God is good. Can I, from my heart and my personal experiences, say something to you today or tonight or this morning or whenever you're listening to this podcast? You will not find anyone that is more trustworthy or reliable than God. I promise you that if God says it, it is going to happen. It may not be in the next 5 days. It may not be in the next 5 months or years or hours or whatever. But whenever I have put my trust and faith in God, I have never personally been disappointed. And I promise you, I have faced situations that seemed impossible more times than I can even remember to count. But then I'd get into prayer. You know, I'd bring the situation up to God. I'd ask for wisdom, and then I got it. God's word has never failed me. See, there are certain things right now in my life that God has spoken to me about that haven't even come to pass years. There's one thing that He spoke to me in 2017 saying, and He essentially was just saying, you know, trust me, trust me. Have I seen the fruits of that with my eyes? I can see how it's trending that way. But, you know, right now, short term, I haven't necessarily seen the plan come to pass. But what do? I believe in God. I have faith, just like we were talking about earlier. You know, it's faith that we're able to approach God. And with that, I move forward. See, I serve a strong God who is a waymaker. You know, the Bible says something interesting. It says in Jeremiah, in a conversation between Jeremiah, the prophet of God, between Jeremiah, the prophet and God, it says, I am watching over my word to perform it. That's God speaking. I am watching over my word to perform it. There are people listening right now that have at one point in time experienced God's word and direction in their life, right? But then something happened and life came along and it maybe even sucker punched you. Everything was going one way and then all of a sudden it went in the complete opposite direction, or so it seemed. But can I remind you, and I'm talking to you right now, God is watching over His word that He spoke over your life to perform it. And this is one other reason why I called it the introduction, because I'm trying to introduce the idea that if we believe that God says things, but then He doesn't fulfill His promises, we won't be able to trust God and then move into His presence. So I want you to see that, hey, that's completely a made up thing in our heads that we say, because even though it might not seem like it, even though we might not be able to experience it immediately, God watches over His word according to His word to perform it. We don't have to see to know that He is working. Even when we don't see it, even when we don't feel it, God is making a way in our life. So take confidence, my friends. You know, Psalm 37, verse 25, it says, I've been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread. You know, there have been times in my life where I was pressed hard when I didn't understand something, when I didn't understand or get why something was happening. But as long as I partnered with God, as long as I sought out the wisdom, I have never personally lacked. He's always made a way. Does that mean that I understood exactly what His plan was at times? No. And I'll tell you, there were times where I thought that I knew what needed to be done and then acted on it, but didn't stop to get wisdom from God. And then I was disappointed and confused when things didn't work out as I planned. But it was never because of God, right? It was because of my own immaturity to rush things and not seek wisdom, which is a major key there. I think I need to say that again. The times where I was tempted to be angry at God, or the times where I was confused and thought, you know, something was going to turn out a different way than it didn't, 100% of the time, it was never because of God, but it was because of my own immaturity to rush things and assume God, you know, God's will over really seeking it out. Not God's fault. It was my fault. And it takes time, especially if you've been burnt by the church or by someone who was a Christian or claimed to be, but we need to move past these thoughts if we're going to move forward. See, in my life, there are situations that are uncomfortable, right? And there are things where I personally feel like maybe I was mistreated. There's things where I felt like it was almost unresolved, but am I going to keep not moving forward? Or am I just going to make the conscious decision, say, listen, this is my life. I'm choosing what I'm going to do with it, and then I need to move past this. See, I think we need to realize that God didn't do that thing to you. So if it's an apology that you're waiting for, my friend, I'm sorry for whatever that person or that system or that church did to you or said about you, but they are not God, and we need to remember this. God has amazing things for you, and I think it's time to move forward so you can move forward into that. So if you're ready to move forward, if you know that there's more to being a Christian than just simply going to church and reading the Bible and praying occasionally, if you want to walk with God, here's how it starts. We need to prepare our hearts. Practically, how can we do this? It doesn't have to be anything complicated or confusing, which is almost, a reason why people think it's more difficult than it is. All we have to do is just start to think about what it is that you are doing. You know, when you're talking with God, get into a quiet place and start thinking. Start thanking God for the things that he's done. Start thanking him for how great he has been, that he has and always will be God above all, that he is the solution to every situation and problem that you have in your life. This might look like this. God, I thank you that you do make a way in my situations that seem hopeless. God, I thank you that you are a strong God. God, I thank you that, you know, everything bows to you. God, I thank you that you are working out everything for the good of those that love you and are called according to your purpose. I thank you, God, that even in that situation at work that I have no idea how it's going to turn out, you called me there. So I thank you, Lord God, that you are going to bring it to fruition, the words that you've spoken. See, here's what happens when we start to do that. It's replacing lies that we might have been believing with the truth of who God is. Years ago, I was thinking a lot about the power of focus, how what we focus on really determines how we experience life. This is going to sound like a bit of a side tangent, but it's not. See, I remember a time where I was feeling a certain way about something, and to be honest, I wasn't thinking good, positive, edifying thoughts about that situation. But then I changed my focus and I started thinking about this situation in a completely different way, how it wasn't a curse. Actually, it was a blessing. And the next thing you know, I was feeling so completely blown away and grateful that I even had the opportunity in the first place. What did I do? See, I shifted my focus. And when I did, it changed everything. See, the situation was never a bad one. It was just the way I was looking and perceiving it that kept me stuck. And that's what we're doing when we come into the presence of God and start speaking out who he is. God, I thank you that you are making a way. God, I thank you that you are a strong God. It takes this whole notion of, oh, you know, God isn't good. Oh, he doesn't provide, to suddenly you're choosing to focus and say, you know, wait a second. I know that there is such thing as free will. I know that that person was not acting on the authority of God, but I know that I will not be forsaken. I know that God watches over his word in my life. And regardless of what people are saying or trying to do or trying to interfere, good things are still going to come to pass for me. I will look on the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I briefly touched on it earlier. There's this false idea going around that goes something like this. If God is so good, why does he allow bad things to happen? Or why is evil allowed to come against me? Why can't he stop the evil in the world? I'd say that that is a perception, but there's also truth. And that's important to note. Just because we perceive something to be a certain way doesn't mean it's true. Hello, bad hairstyles that I've had in the past. Hey, just because I think I look like a sweet punk rocker doesn't mean I didn't actually look like a Swedish woman from the 60s, you know? I was praying a couple of years ago and I was shown a vision and I wanted to share it with you. I saw God walking. He was walking down a path and there were demons on either side of the path. And when God walked past them, they were like screaming out. I watched as their skulls and their bodies, they were like crushed and like forced into the ground when God walked past because of his holiness. See, hard things happen because we live in a world filled with something called free will. God will allow you to walk in the sin that you choose to tolerate. He will allow the world to walk in the darkness that they choose to tolerate. This isn't, though, what he wants, which is why he sent his son to die. The Bible says he doesn't want anyone to perish. He came so that we might have life and life to the fullest, but he is consistent with his character and word, and he's given us the free will to choose, which does not mean that he's causing bad things to happen. It's completely different. So he's actually acting consistent with his will. Why am I going through this and talking about all these seemingly unrelated things? Well, I like to talk a lot, but can I ask you a question? How can you have a relationship with someone that you don't know, right? If we're going to draw close to God, how can we do that if we don't know him? I have so much to grow in personally, so many things I don't know yet, but there are things that God has shown me, so I want to help introduce them to you. See, God is not weak, and neither are you. God wants you to know that you are not alone. There are so many who think that they're just left on this planet alone with no one, alone in their relationship, alone in their struggle, and that's not the case. See, God is for you, and He wants to give you the wisdom and direction that you need. He wants to partner with you. We don't serve a God that is man-made, right? We don't serve some mute idol, as the Bible would put it, or some, you know, demon or the devil. We serve a strong God, a God who always has and always will make a way. Just like the song says, Waymaker, miracle worker. He's waiting for you to take a chance, you know, to stop listening to the voices that taught you that God doesn't move or act, or that He's only accessible through a priest or some ritual. That is so stupid and completely misses the heart of God. He's waiting for you to draw near to Him so that He can draw near to you. Later on this year, I'm getting married to my fiance, Magna. Months ago, I bought the ring. I planned out an engagement and I went down on the one knee and I asked her for her hand in marriage. Do you think I was ready to do that 6 years ago when we first met? You know, hi, I'm Terry, marry me. You know, she'd say the same thing to me that I'd say to her. Marry you? I don't even know you. But see, now I know Magna. I talk with her every single day and I love her. I trust her. I've shared things with her and she shared things with me. I was vulnerable with things and she was vulnerable with me. It's because of that, that we're now moving into a deeper relationship within marriage. See, if you and I are going to talk with God, we have to start. We have to let go of what people have taught us. We have to step out by ourselves and experience it. We need to make the decisions personally to talk with God. It is no longer, you know, mom or dad or just pastor. You know, we need to bring our situations to Him to ask the wisdom. I promise you, when you do, when we do, He'll speak to us and our lives will never be the same because we serve a strong God who will always make a way.